patiently waiting. It is here, and it's hot, which is what summer does. It's supposed to be hot. So at least I can probably turn off the heat now in my apartment, which has been ridiculous to have it on so long. All right, enough kvetching. I managed to get up the hill without too much huffing and puffing. Had a chat with the gals from Tufts Facilities Management, very sweet ladies. I had found a little child's toy, a little monkey on a like teething ring out last week, and didn't know if maybe some mom had their child had dropped it, but they said, hey, nobody's come looking, and probably they wouldn't want it because it had been on the ground. So anyway, we got to talking about the fact that I have no easy, convenient place to park, even though I have a handicapped sticker. But without a sticker for Tufts, you can't use any of the areas. And those of you who are around Tufts campus, you know how much construction has taken up whatever spaces used to be there. So it's forced exercise, whether I want it or not. It should be probably not the worst thing in my life. So, okay, well, we're in the middle of a period called the Omer in the Jewish tradition. We're counting the Omer. What on earth is that? The Omer is a measure of grain, and the grain is barley, which is a grain that is normally identified with cattle feed. And so what's this all about? Well, when we got sprung out of Egypt because we were kind of at the lowest level possible, being involved with all of that Egyptian culture or non-culture, however you want to say it. In any case, it was God who took us out. There was no merit of ours particularly. And so we have to get ready to make a transition from being in slave mentality to standing at Sinai and receiving the law, the Torah. So how do we get there? So Hashem, God gave us this task to count each day up to 49 days to the receiving of the law. And we were going to bring, at that point, the barley crop, an omer, a measure of barley, as a sacrifice. The only other time that barley is mentioned in this way is for the sota, the woman who is either rightly or wrongly accused of infidelity by her husband. And she brings this barley because it's considered an animal activity, a lower level activity. So that's the only other time that it's mentioned. And so by our doing this, we will merit to receive the law, to do something on our own initiative, of our own will. The Kabbalists have ascertained we have 7 weeks from the second Seder of Passover to Shavuos, so the receiving of the law. Each of those weeks is identified with a sefirot or a midot, a characteristic that we could meditate on and work on and try and refine our personalities. And each day of the week is also identified with one of these characteristics. And so you have 7 times 7, 49 permutations. And I learned many years ago, maybe more than 15, 18 years ago, that the Ari, who was a great Kabbalistic teacher in Sfat, identifies colors with these different qualities, these sefirot. And so I thought, how can I absorb that? So it's become my custom to wear the colors and then try and, you know, meditate on what that means. And so we have been in the week of Hod, which is personified by Aaron the high priest and its splendor. And Aaron was known for making peace between people. He was really masterful at that. And the color of the day is Netzach, which is light pink. And that's eternity or victory. And so it's light pink within dark pink. It's kind of fun. And so that's a little mini meditation. In fact, I have something else with me to share, which maybe I'll do in a little bit. My friend Deborah sent something, which is very nice. But we'll get started with a little bit of music here on the voice mobile. Let's Let's see. I think we want this one.
Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu Atishbi, Eliyahu Agiladi, Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu Agiladi. Imehera yavo, imehera yavo, imashiach ben David. Eliyahu hanavi, Eliyahu atishbi, Eliyahu Giladi, Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu Atishbi, Eliyahu Giladi, Bimhera Yavo Eleinu, Im Mashiach, Im Mashiach Ben David, Bimhera Yavo Eleinu, Im Mashiach Ben David, Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu Atishbi, Eliyahu Agiladi, Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu Atishbi, Eliyahu Agiladi. Im Mashiach ben David, Bimhera yavo eleinu. Im Mashiach ben David. La 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 Bimhera yavo eleinu, im Mashiach ben David. Oy, bimhera yavo eleinu, im Mashiach ben David. Bimhera yavo eleinu, im Mashiach ben David. Dam bam bam ba ba la 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 Im Mashiach, Im Mashiach ben David. Didi la 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 Tishbi Eliyahu Hagiladi Bimheira Yovo Eleinu Imashiach Imashiach Ben David.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That was Eitan Katz, live in Jerusalem, and Yehe Ra'ava. We opened up with Raz Hartman, Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu the Prophet. And it's from his disc called Shabbat Olam. So here we are at Tufts University, and you're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So I found the information on the Omer that I wanted to share with you that my friend Deborah sent. It's very nice. So, let's see. I guess I don't need my glasses for this one. It says, and she doesn't quote the source, so I don't know if it's something she came up with, might well be. She's a writer, an editor, and a life journey books coach. Life journey, yes. Our Holy Torah ends with the Hebrew letter Lamed and begins with the Hebrew letter Beit. The Hebrew letters Lamed and Beit spell the Hebrew word Lev, heart. The heart is the most crucial organ in the body. Above all vigilance, guard your heart, for from it flow the springs of life. That's a quote from Proverbs. A good heart will intuitively grasp the inherent good in all situations. A good heart will provide wise counsel and direct one to the right course of action. The good way to which a man should cling is to cultivate a good heart. This is the path to follow in order to achieve spiritual growth. We count 49 days of the Omer. The 49 days of the Omer can be divided into two parts. The first part is day 1 to day 32. The second part is day 33 to day 49. The first part consists of 32 days, and the second part consists of 17 days. The gematria. Now, gematria, each Hebrew letter stands also for a number. And so the gematria is putting in either the letters or the numbers and seeing what comes up, because there's a correspondence. So it says the gematria for Lev, heart, is 32. So the Lamed and the Vav combined equal 32. The gematria for Tov, good, is 17. The first 32 days of the Omer are dedicated to the fixing of the heart. The last 17 days of the Omer are dedicated to attaching ourselves to our intrinsic good. The counting of the Omer period leads us, in the good way, to which we should cling, to a good heart. Tuesday night, that's last night, and Wednesday will be the 32nd day of the Omer, Netzach of Hod. We will be concluding the first part of our spiritual work on developing a good heart. We will have reached the Lev, the heart, of our spiritual work of the Omer. The last 17 days of the counting period of the Omer are devoted to making good on all our efforts during the Sephira period, the counting period. We invest our energies into creating good, healthy connections with Hashem, ourselves, and others. We open our hearts to prayer for deep healing for all of Am Yisrael and for the complete redemption speedily in our days. It is inaugurated by the celebration of Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, when the laws of mourning are lifted, a day especially in Eretz Yisrael when divine light is both seen and smelt for miles around. Hod is splendor. Splendor can be defined as great brightness, brilliant luster, brilliancy, magnificence, glory. Open your hearts to this week's brightness, brilliancy, magnificence, and glory. Very, very nice. So that's from Deborah Feinblum on the Omer. So let's see, I think I wanted to go over here. Well, we'll soon see.
Just to take a look and know that I want
Yes, Laser Lord, rocking in the Holy Land. Wonderful. If you haven't had the opportunity to be aware of his work, he's a masterful blues guitarist, great vocalist, and he happens to be from, that is, he's an observant Jewish guy, made Aliyah. He and his wife and children live in Israel, but he tours. He comes almost every other month to the States. He's out in California. He was just in Chicago. And yeah, he's wonderful. He bought my Ampeg Reverb Rocket guitar amp last time he was here. And it turns out that it was fortuitous because his amp, his regular bigger amp, wasn't working. So he had mine. He promised to send me some of the things that he recorded and played with it. But it has a great sound. It's not as loud because it was small. It's an old tube amp. In fact, a lot of artists use it as a preamp for their harmonicas and such. But anyway, it was very exciting to have him come over to my apartment and to plug in his guitars and my guitars and check it all out. It's a very heavy amp, and I just can't schlep it around anymore. Used to do that. Okay, so here we are. It's WMFO at Tufts University. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce, The Voice. So before Laser Lord, we heard Kenny G backing up Bruce Benson. This is a compilation CD called Open the Gates, New American Jewish Music for Prayer, and the song was Mecha Mocha. Prior to that, we heard Shlomo Karlbach, Lecha Ezbach, from Karlbach. Shlomo Karlbach sings with the children of Israel. And I want to share with you another bit on the Omer. Well, actually, tonight is the 33rd day of Lag BaOmer, the counting of the Omer. So this is from Seeds and Sparks by Avraham Aryeh Trugman, Inspiration and Self-Expression Through the Cycles of Jewish Life. It's a great book. Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, commemorates two events. The first is the interruption or end of the plague between Pesach and Shavuot that killed the students of Rabbi Akiva during the time of the Roman occupation of Israel. After the death of 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, was among the students who then carried on Rabbi Akiva's teachings. He later died on the same 33rd day of the Omer. These two personalities and these two aspects of Lag BaOmer are connected in many ways. It was Rabbi Akiva, alone among his colleagues, who entered the Pardes, a deep level of mystical meditation, in peace and came out in peace. The mystical tradition that Rabbi Akiva transmitted was passed down to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and revealed in his work, the Zohar. The cardinal custom of Lag BaOmer is the bonfire. The fires of Lag BaOmer represent the light of the inner dimension of the Torah, the spiritual, mystical Jewish tradition handed down to our own day. This light represents the deepest longing of the soul to be close to God and to understand the depths of the Torah. Rabbi Akiva was tortured to death for teaching the Torah publicly. His skin was scraped off with burning rakes. He took the physical fire of the rakes and transformed it into a spiritual fire, a fiery love of God, for which he sacrificed his life. As he prepared to die, he told his students, who were forced to witness his torture, that he had always longed to fulfill the verse which commands us to love God with all our souls. He now prepared in great joy to fulfill that mitzvah. His ability to transform the fires of torture into the fire of love of God was carried on by his student, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and fused with the incredible light emanating from the teachings contained in the Holy Zohar. Rabbi Akiva died with the last word of the Shema on his lips. It is customary to close one's eyes when saying the Shema. Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach taught that sometimes to see clearly, we need to close our eyes. The most penetrating sight is an inner sight, deeper than our eyes can see. The Zohar, the foundation text of Kabbalah, let's see, asserts that Israel will be redeemed in the future through the merit of learning its secrets in order to overcome the darkness all around us. On a personal level, national and universal level, we need to go beyond the superficial learning and observance of Torah and reveal deeper and more spiritual levels. That will bring light to ourselves and all those around us. Ultimately, we will understand that the current battle raging in Israel will have to be won not only on the battlefield, but also, more importantly, in the spiritual realm. And for the Jewish people, the strength and wisdom to arise victorious will have to come from where it has always come, the light, inspiration, and power of our Holy Torah. Lag BaOmer infuses us with a fiery passion to delve deeper and deeper into our Torah and tradition, until the light would dispel all evil and pave the way for the final redemption. Well, there's more here, but I think that's going to do it for that little piece. It's, as I say, it's a wonderful, wonderful book. Okay, so now we're going to go to this one, I think. Yes. So that was the Idan Rachel Project, Im Telech, If You Go, from their Traveling Home CD. And if you've never had a chance to hear this group live, boy, they are amazing. Okay, so here's an important announcement. Shortness of breath, wheezing, chronic bronchitis. Sound like you? Then you should ask your doctor about COPD. More information at www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. brought to you by the folks here at Educational Radio Tufts University. Also, the 5th annual Street Festival with live music, performances, art, food, shopping, and more is coming to Medford Square. It's called Circle the Square. It's from 3:30 to 7:30, the third Thursday. So the first one of these takes place on June 16th. So that's a heads up. Also, the folks over at Thunder Road in Somerville, across from the Market Basket, are bringing in Steady Rollin' Bob Margolin, a blues show. And that's on a Friday. It's a 21-plus club, and the doors, early doors, open up at 6 p.m. That's a great venue if you haven't been there yet. Very nice. Thunder Road. We had to have some place to go after Johnny D's closed on us, so this is another Somerville institution. Great. All right. Let's see, I think... Nope. Nine, that's what I want. Okay. Shlomit and Rebbe Sol, Abda Bil Agual, from their CD, The Seal of Solomon. And she has an absolutely gorgeous voice. And they both live in Israel. They do tour, they come here in the States, but I haven't had the pleasure of seeing them perform together, but I've seen on YouTube they have some videos. So she's quite dramatic and lovely. Singing and dancing. And Rebbe Sol, the guitarist, Bruce Berger, actually is from my hometown. And he was in classes with my mom as a youngster. We met, not in Utica though, we met in through friends in Sharon. Daniel Gill had done some work with him out in California in a recording session. And when I mentioned to Shoshana Gill, Dan's wife, that I was from Utica, she said, wait a minute, do you know this guy Bruce Berger? And so I called him up and we talked, and it was amazing because he actually had heard my father, who's been gone now many years, chant Torah and conduct services, and it was wonderful to and plus he's just a great musician. He's come a couple times to perform when I was involved with helping in a house concert down in Sharon. So it's great. It's wonderful to be able to play music of people that you've actually connected with and you have some kind of a interesting history. So it's 4 o'clock here straight up, WMFO Medford, live from